Blog Talk Radio.
Queen West.
I love that track. You know, every Sunday I do that, I'm like, my little brother know he killed that track. I love, man, you killed that track. You killed it. I love it. Welcome, 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 everybody, to another Sunday of Platinum Queen West with Shonda and Chili Chill of that original Lynch Mob. What's up with it, Chill?
What's up with it? What's up with it?
Man, I am just so happy today because we're going to be interviewing Miss Ebony Burks, and we're going to go into one of Ebony's songs with Chill. I had no idea that you knew Ebony.
Oh, yeah. We go back.
I had no idea. I'm so impressed with Ebony by all the people she worked with, and we're definitely going to bring Ebony in to talk more about Ebony so you guys can get the feel, you know, as we do. She's a very talented sister.
Oh,
when I say
thing.
Work, man, what you,
do her
man.
Thing. You do her thing.
I mean, genres from pop. Man, that's what I'm saying. In industry, y'all need to quit sleeping because y'all sleeping on her. She'll blow, I ain't going to call no names. Some of the people I know, she'll blow out the box. But, I mean, she worked with the best of them. I mean, I was like, wow, Whitney Houston, Toni Braxton. I mean, in the genres of pop, country, to the Dixie Chicks, to, it's like, wow, I'm like, this sister's really doing it. I'm like, I am so impressed with Ebony. But you guys, check out, I'm through, and we're going to bring Miss Ebony Burks in. This is Miss Ebony Burks, I am through.
Let it go. Why don't you go? I feel the same.
cuss you out.
No.
Not gonna flip and make you sleep on the couch. I won't call your mama, tell her what it's about. Just come and get your things and get out. Don't wanna hear sorry, there's nothing to say.
Nothing to say.
And the man that you already made. We're talking it over, there's nothing to do. Cause now my days of loving you are through.
I'm feeling that one too. I'm feeling that. I like the, you know, little old school, the little Donna Ross thing to it. And we got to bring in Miss Ebony Burst. Ebony, are you there, my sister?
I'm through. Hey, Shonda.
How are you, Ebony? Girl, I love that.
I am you. What's up, Chill?
And what's cracking with you, Eb?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, I know.
Man, Ebony, I want to know the inspiration behind that song. I want to know who helped you did that track. I love that. That's going to be my new anthem. When anybody get on my damn nerve, anybody relationship, I'm through. I'm just going to play that. I ain't got nothing to say. I'm just going to play that. Check out the lyrics. Listen to the words. I love that. So who helped you with that? What producer helped you with that song?
I did that song with a producer. He's out here. His name is Will Campbell.
Shout out to Will Campbell.
Yeah, his name is Will Campbell. Will, he's doing a lot of good music, you know, for a lot of people. Yeah, he's my favorite producer. So we kind of put our heads together. He came up with the music, so.
Okay, that was my next question because I like the little. The Donna Ross feel, the old school track to it. I like that. It's different. You know, it's really different. And what I want our listeners to know, and shout out to the chat room, girl, people knew you were coming. Chat room getting blown up. We got people, you know, on the lines already. And if you want to speak to Ebony, please feel free to push the one and you can speak to Ebony. But I do want people to know, don't think she's new in the game. This sister been putting it down. And Ebony, you are so talented. I mean, I'm so impressed by your bio. I had to text her and tell her, like, wow, Ebony, this is so impressive because from hip-hop to gospel to pop to country to R&B and just the people that you work with, Karen Clark Shear, the Dixie Chicks, Chico DeBarge, Blue Cantrell, Whitney Houston, Toni Braxton, Lil Zane, and some of the producers from Timbaland. I was like, wow, I was Neptunes for real. What was that like, Ebony, working with, you know, all those people status that's, you know, up there already? Man, that had to be, was it a little intimidating?
Very much so. Yeah, it was intimidating. It was. I mean, I'm nervous anytime I go in the studio and work with anybody that I haven't worked with. So me going to work with them and, you know, I mean, a lot of these people are legends. So it's kind of like, you know, it was hard. It was hard. It was also amazing at the same time, but it was hard, you know, because I wanted to make, you know, a really good impression and, you know, it's hard.
And
so, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I mean, a lot of those people I can still, you know, work with now. So, you know, it's just about maintaining relationships and learning from everybody that you, you know, that you work with, kind of picking up a little bit of something from each person.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Help develop yourself. Mm-hmm.
And I also want to ask you, how hard was it, you know, from who all don't know, Ebony is originally from Dayton, Ohio, and shout out to Dayton, Ohio, because I have family there. And I also want to ask you, how hard was the transition from Ohio to the West Coast to California? I mean, you know, with the music and, you know, people usually come to Atlanta or California really to make it with music, you know, and movies and things of that nature. So was it hard for you to, you know, find music or, you know, get into like, wow, let me go to California, get the right producer? And I definitely want you to tell them a little bit more about your debut album also, Street Girl.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, she getting, is Faith Evans on your new album?
I couldn't get the song clear to you. So you may have seen that on like the more of the promotional stuff. So it didn't make it, you know, but Faith is somebody I definitely, you know, want to work with in the future. If it's just writing or singing.
You going to stand, sister, on your own. You really, really, I'm serious, because I was telling Chill, I don't want to call out no R&B singers, but I can name several that you blow out the water, so you can stand alone and hold your own, seriously, with no features. That's how good you are.
I'm inspired. She's one of my inspirations, so that is one of my, you know, I would say one of my dreams. I mean, I kind of developed myself listening to, you know, some of the Faiths and the, you know, the other people like the Kelly Prices and things like that. You know, they were a big inspiration for, even before I came, you know, to California. I was young when they were, you know, doing their thing, so. They were, you know, a big part of, you know, kind of where I am, you know, right now.
So who are you saying that I go on?
I appreciate that.
No, you can. Ebony, I'm telling you, I'm so impressed, really, with your bio and your singing, because I called Ebony and got her music. Now, I told her, mine is the other dude, and we definitely got to listen to the other dude. I might have to play that about 2 more times. I'm feeling the other dude.
Some of my friends gonna be mad about that song.
Why?
Well, you know how us women are. You know the lyrics in the song. You know how it is. I mean,
yeah, I understand. Me and you have done several songs topics on things like that. But my thing is, Ebony, when they like your music, I mean, the truth hurts sometimes, and that's what I found with the lyrics. I always say this on the show. You throw a rock and a pack of wolves, the one make the loudest noise, that's the one you hit. So I'm sorry, but it's a real song. It's true, and I like it. I do. I love the other dude. I told you that. I text you. I'm like,
yeah, you did.
I'm like, I'm feeling the other dude. I like that. I really love that. But I want to ask you before I go into the other dude, who are some of your female inspirations or that you would like to work with in the near future? Anybody in particular, specific, that you haven't already worked with?
I would love to get a chance to work with Missy. You know, I mean, I like people like Carly Simon. I'm inspired by different people. You know, I would love to do something with Andre 3000. You know, I think that would be amazing.
That'd be hot.
Yeah, that would be amazing. So, you know,
I'm trying to get there. Oh, you going to get there, my sister. No worries. And the people in the chat room, shout out to the guests, Rough Edge, For Real Portis. I think Toledo just walked in as well, too. We thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening and want to support Ebony. So who I want to speak to Ebony, please feel free to call in 347-884-8239, and you can push the one to speak to Ebony. I definitely want you guys to check out the other dude, and please feel free to call in. And I want to hear you guys' opinion on this because, actually, I like it. I love it. I really, really do. I love it, and we'll be planning from this on out. Before I go into the other dude, we got a call already. Like, okay, hold up. I want to talk to Ebony right now.
Okay.
Call it 323. You're on live with Ebony, 402.
How you doing? This is Lil Mama.
Hey, Lil Mama.
How are you?
Fine. How you guys doing?
We are
I'm
good
great.
This Sunday
great.
Morning. Anything you care to say to Miss Ebony?
Hello? I can't hear. Uh-oh, I might got to call y'all back. Hello?
Can you hear us now?
Hello? I'm at the phone messing up. I don't know if y'all can hear me. I'm going to try to call y'all back.
Okay, call us back. And definitely be listening to the song. And in the meantime, while the caller get our phone together, we're going to check out Ebony, the other dude. And again, please, you guys, feel free to call in and give your opinion on Miss Ebony Burks, the other dude. No, my switchboard, here they go. Don't do this to me, switchboard.
Because you're not right.
joint. That's my joint. I'm serious. I am so fit. I got to play that again. I'm serious. I might have to go out with that at the end of the show. That is my joint. I'm loving that. I love that. Ebony, you wrote that?
Yes, I did.
And see, who all don't know, Ebony is a hell of a songwriter. She writes the majority up here. You know, a lot of music, a lot of people, or I shouldn't say that because some people get touchy. When, well, some artists have ghostwriters, some rappers, some songers have ghostwriters. Ebony writes her own music. And I am
a
just so impressed.
A lot of people have ghostwriters. A lot of people don't just have writers. There ain't no ghosts. You don't see that.
Yeah,
know
well, you know some of them.
Writing.
That's true, but you know, some folks got busted out with that. I don't want to call no names, but some got busted out with the whole, some came out about that with Dr. Dre, that, you know, people was writing his stuff. He really wasn't writing until he had to come out and admit that, you know, Eminem and Jay-Z and a couple other people wrote his music. Ebony, you get love in the chat room. Toledo said Toledo loves you. Ohio loves you, Ebony.
Oh, I was trying to get on this chat room, but
you can't get in. Yeah, they love you in the chat room.
I can't focus on too many things at one time.
Yeah, well, it's okay. So you guys feel free. And let me know you guys' thoughts in the chat room. You can put it up what you guys think about the other dude, because I love it if you guys were listening to the lyrics, because I'm a lyric person. The beat get me second, but I always pay attention to the lyrics, and that's what got me with that. I love the other dude, and I like I'm Through too. I do. I love both of those. So I definitely want to have me chat a little bit more about Street Girl. And you tell the listeners where they can listen to your music and find out a little bit more about Ebony. Can you give them your website?
Yes. My main website is down because I'm switching over. So, but you can go to my MySpace, Ebony Burke One. You can go to Reverb Nation, Ebony Burke. And there should be some songs on there. A lot of the new stuff that I'm doing for the new record isn't up there yet. But, you know, I'm in the process of getting that done. A lot of the Street Girl records is there.
So, Ebony, also, too, can you tell them a little bit what they can expect from Street Girl? Because, like I said, you're genres that you crossed over, like I said earlier, from pop to gospel to country. I mean, will all that be on your album?
No.
You know, a mixture of, no?
No.
So what would it be more
now,
like
Street
that
Girl,
they expect?
Street Girl is the first independent record that I put out. That was the first one. This is what you have now is the new one that I'm finishing up. I should be finished by May. This one is called This Is Me, and this is the record that I'm working on now. But, I mean, some of the old Street Girl stuff is still up, and it's just mainly R&B, soul music, you know.
So y'all make sure y'all check it out. And Toledo One said, ask Ebony, is she in London? He want to know is you in London, and Rough Edge giving you two snaps up.
No. He ain't been watching the news, or she, whoever that is, no flights left into London when I had to go. It was like some volcano in Iceland or something.
See, check that out, Toledo. So, no, she's not. At this particular moment, no, she's not. But you get love in the chat room. They saying two snaps up. I'm glad y'all feel another dude. And for real, Porter says she's a lyric person, and so am I. And that's what got me when I first listened to the song. That's definitely what got me was the lyrics as well. I love that. I was like, wow, Ebony be putting it down. Because like I said, it's a lot of independent artists out here that's trying to make it. But I'm like, wow, a lot of people don't know you. Like I said, just some of the people that you work with. And I was like, wow, you even work with Corrupt of DPG.
Yes.
I was like, wow. And people work with Corrupt too.
I've been doing
her
thing for a minute, so she ain't a new jack to the game.
I've worked with Chill. Right,
yep.
Chill?
Yep. She's
And y'all tell us a little bit more about that.
We did a nice song together, a nice song. We had live music on the song. We had a saxophone. It was a nice song.
Yeah, it was tight.
Wow,
plus,
really?
Plus, you on my volume 2, Hood Mix Volume 2 mixtape, too.
Really?
Yep.
Now, see, I had no idea that, well, Chill did mention that to me, but the song, Chill, you're going to have to send the song to me. We're going to have to play that. I had no, you know, idea. I'm definitely going to have to. So how does that work, working with the original Lynch Mob or Chilly Chill, Ebony? What was it like working with Chill? How was Chill in the studio?
Shonda Chill is dope. He's, like, Chill is, he's very professional. He's a different person in the studio than, you know, when he's out of it. Like, he works. I mean, he produces vocals. It was weird for me because Chill was like, I had never worked with a DJ that can do vocals. I mean, I'm in the vocal booth and, you know, I'm flat and Chill say, no, go back, do this, you know, go back. And he knew what he was talking about. So, I mean, and he was cool, and that's what, you know, he's one of my producers too. I love working with you.
Cause you know, always
I can never get in touch with him. What's up?
Yeah,
with
he
that?
Be busy. He be busy, and I always wondered that about Chill, cause Chill like a little brother to me. You know, when he did our intro, I was like, Chill is sick with it, and you write lyrics because the things he can put down the drops, his voice is like. It's undescribable to me because Chill can do things that will give you chills. But I never knew, never been in a studio with him, can't hold a note, can't hold one, not even in the bathroom good, where people be like, oh, I can sound good. None of that for me. But I always wondered, you know, what was it like working with Chill as a producer? So that's good to know because he is. He's a good person, good heart, but he worked mad work. He like a mad lab chemist in the, when he put down work, everything shuts down. He focused. He producing. That's what he gonna do. He gonna knock it out.
Well, you got to do that. But I mean, we're connected up here. I got a little studio I'm building right now, so I should have that up and running in a second.
Well, you know, I have my own too. I built mine.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember you was telling me.
Yeah. So.
And we got Ebony. We have another caller. Where are you online, caller? 203 area code. You're on live with Ebony.
How you doing, Miss Ebony? This is Lady. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I am great. Just calling because I was really, really enjoying the music. I always have to come through and show Pleasant Queen West, you know, big love. But I was wanting to ask you because me and Platinum Queen are the opposite. I am a big, big person on beats. I write myself. And if you send me music, I have to write around it. It's like if I write a song and the music doesn't go to it, it's like, okay, we have to keep, you know, producing the beat. What is your biggest inspiration when it comes to the producers that you choose? Do you want to have your stuff already written out and then you write to whatever they send you? Or are you like, all right, if you send me something, I'll write to it. What do you, you know, what is your preference when it comes to music and, you know, choosing the producers that you work with?
Well, what I really like to do is get with a producer and we create the song together from scratch. I love to work like that. So I like producers that want to just, hey, come over and let's start this song. You know, we'll do it together. More than a producer who'll just send me, you know, a bunch of music and then I got to pick through the tracks, see which one I like and which one I can write to. Because then it seems like I'm writing to those producers' vibes. So I try to write with the people that like, you know, that like to create, you know, together. I mean, but I work with a lot of people that aren't, you know, are not in LA. And so I have to deal with if I'm not there or they're not here, where I just have to take what they already have. So, you know, I pick the producers who I can create with first, you know, together. And then, you know, if I can't get to them, then I have to go with the ones that are sending me tracks, you know, and just build from there.
How long have you been in the music industry as a recording artist?
Professionally, I've been in the business since 1998, 99.
So in about 12 years, do you like the steps of how, you know, accessible as an artist getting your music out there? Because at first it was send your demo in and a label have to pick you up, and then, you know, that's how you go. Now you got CD Baby, you got iTunes, you got so much more to get indie artists out. Do you like it now, or do you like, you know, doing the whole demo thing? What is your preference as an artist?
I like it better now. I mean, right now it's so many avenues to get your stuff out there. Now it's people can do the music that they want to do. They don't have to have a lot of people, you know, a label telling them what, you know, what they have to do. I like it better now. I mean, I can get my music everywhere, here, overseas, everywhere. I think iTunes is, you know, one of the best things that could have happened to music. I think all the internet, radio stations, all the independent music sites, you know, and I'm feeling those. So, you know, if those are my outlet, you know, right now, then I'm going for it.
That's right.
I think it's changed music greatly, and I think it changed, you know, it's a good thing.
One more question. Having worked with, like, Karen Clark Shears and a lot of gospel, how was it transitioning, you know, into R&B, crossing over and doing work with R&B after working with such, like, Hall of Famers like Karen Clark Shears and the Clark Sisters and, you know, gospel roots like that?
Well, I grew up in church, so I always had gospel music. I also grew up on soul music, so I had both of them. So it was easy for me to, you know, it wasn't like a big transition. I mean, I grew up on, you know, pop music. You know, I grew up on the Bee Gees, so if it was, you know, if I had something that I had to write for, you know, in that genre, then I could go there, and then I can go to gospel. And, you know, it's not really a big transition. I mean, I started in gospel music, and, you know, I heard R&B, you know, Motown, and, you know, all the other soul music. I heard that at the same time. All that was in my household, so it was easy.
And it proves it through your music, most definitely. And, Miss Tiny told me to tell you, and shout out to Tiny. She texts me and says, tell Ebony I'm calling in. She can't get in the chat room. And Tiny, we're going to wait for you, my sister, to call in so you can speak to Ebony, because she's trying to get in the chat and talk and, you know, come on and support you as well. So she's been
It was her birthday this weekend, so we hung out. So she's probably don't feel good.
Yeah, she did mention that. And happy belated birthday
happy
to you.
Happy birthday, girl.
She did. Her birthday was yesterday.
I see you in the chat room.
That's right.
Yeah, so we definitely, and Ebony holding it down. She finally made it. Yay, Tiny. She said she really can't hear, so she upset. Oh, man, Tiny. Well, hopefully you can call in. I had texted her and told her to call in because she wanted to, you know, support you and talk a little bit about they new reality series coming on TV1, Casey and JoJo and Jodeci. So y'all be stay tuned for that as well, too. And I definitely want to call if you have any more questions to share with Ebony. Feel free before I go into Ebony Other Cut, because, I mean, I'm really feeling this sister right now. Ebony, girl, y'all better recognize and go to Ebony MySpace. She on Facebook.
She said she was a producer, right? She make tracks?
No, I'm a writer. I wish. Yeah, no, I'm a writer.
Oh, you're a writer. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm a singer also. I'm actually on my way to the studio because I'm in the process of putting an EP out. But that's why I was asking, because I was listening and everybody was like, they was digging the lyrics, and I always tell producers, they was like, what do you like most? And I say, I like the beat. I can cut the words out. If it's something that I can dance to, I can just listen to the beat. Like Alicia Keys, that Try Sleeping With a Broken Heart, she has a drum beat to that I just love. And I don't even know what the song is about, but I love the beat. And I was like, man, I gotta do something.
That's mostly what people hear first, you know? I mean, that's what gets me to write is the beat, you know what I mean?
It's
hot. So.
Well, caller, when you're done, you know, always hit us back. We'll be more than happy if you ever put something together to play it for you and give you that chance to come back and promote you on our show. That's not a problem. We definitely chilling. Our thing is definitely to get the independent artists and get more music out there on the independent. So whenever your time permits, please feel free to do so, because we have another caller that wants to speak to Miss Ebony Burks, call her 661 area code. You're on live with Miss Ebony Burks.
Pearl, hey.
You finally made it, Miss Tiny.
Yeah, I'm in the house. I'm fighting this cold, and I can't even hear you on the internet. I tried to pull it up so I could listen in while I'm laying in the bed, and I said, well, let me go ahead and call in and give my girl Ebony a shout-out because I'm very proud of you, girl. You're doing your thing.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome, honey. And I also wanted to let the listeners out there know that Casey and JoJo, I know everybody's familiar with them, of the group Jodeci. They just finished filming a reality show that'll air on TV1 in September, so be sure to tune in for that and listen out for some new music that they'll be having coming out also in September.
Yeah, we're definitely waiting on KC and JoJo, most
okay.
definitely. So when are
right,
y'all
right
going to be able to come back, Miss Tiny, along with Mr. JoJo Haley and Mr. Casey Haley? Will they be able, they're more than welcome to come and promote their reality series on TV1, just when their time permits.
Yeah, I actually spoke to both of them this morning, and they wanted to be able to call in with me today, but they're out of town. So we're going to set up something with you where I could get them on in the
okay,
next
no
few
problem.
Weeks or so they can come on and promote the show and let their fans know what they've been doing and how well they're doing. So, yeah, again, the show comes out in September when all the new programming comes on in September on TV1, which is the extended family of BET. So y'all look out for that. And they have an album coming out also in September that's going to be a follow-up to the television show.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we'll definitely be looking
chill.
Forward. We definitely, and I tell you what, while I got Miss Tiny and Ebony on the phone, me and Chill will be honored to have a radio drop from Ebony.
Right.
And Tiny, I'm going to put you on the spot, too, because a lot of people don't know Miss Tiny also raps, and she sings a little song. I'm putting Tiny on the spot, too.
On blast.
Yeah,
boom.
Yeah, me and Ebony going to have to get in the studio and do something for y'all.
Yeah, can you please do that?
Studio.
Yeah, I have to come out of hiding. I come out of retirement for the Platinum Queens West to do that.
And we definitely appreciate that. I'm still to tell Sequoia, I ain't mad if she want to give me a chiller radio drop too, cause I hear Sequoia doing the damn thing too.
Boy, Sequoia is hot. She goes by S. Bella Ragazza.
Y'all be on the lookout.
On some music. Yeah, y'all look out for S. Bella Ragazza. She'll be out coming out soon, too. You know, with some, she does some R&B singing as well, but she's a hot MC, trained by yours truly, her mother, Miss Tiny.
That's right. That's right. That's
so you
right.
Know she's the beast.
So that's why we Dev Chill and I are definitely going to be looking for a radio drop from you three ladies, Miss Sequoia, Miss Tiny, and Miss Ebony. I will be honoring my sister. Because Ebony, you know, like I said, I just didn't want people to think, oh, wow, new, like Chill said, Ebony been doing the game, and just the people she's been working with is just so impressive. Like I told her with the, you know, producers from Kanye, Pharrell, Brian Cox. I love Brian Cox, and he's so underrated to me. He's another underrated producer to me. That I think
yeah,
is just
Ebony.
Awesome.
Ebony been doing her thing for a long time. I have a lot of admiration for Ebony because she's been at this hard for a long time. And you know, again, a lot of people who are very, very talented, they go unnoticed, you know, because they write. Like she does a lot of writing, and she's an excellent writer. You know, JoJo has a daughter, Kayla, who sings as well. And when Kayla came to California to visit us, I took her over there with Ebony, and Ebony wrote some nice songs for her. Ebony. And she also writes with JoJo as well. She's going to be writing on the Casey and JoJo project, too. So y'all look out for that. And, Ebony, I know your day is coming, boo. It's close. It's coming. Just stay doing what you're doing. You be grinding. I admire that. I love you. You know I bump Street Girl. Everything. I'm happy. Everything that Ebony's done, I've always supported it because she's hot.
Yes, she
is.
Yes, she is.
And did you shout out our old group? You know, Ebony was a part of our old group that we had with Corrupt, the Switchblades, Gail Gotti, Virginia Slim, Tiny, Jasmina, and Ebony.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we had a girl group that Corrupt had put together a couple of years ago. But you know how I go with females. It'd be hard to keep that, you know. we all love each other, though, but it's just hard to keep that vibe going, you know? But it
I bet that was hot. No, I didn't know. Now, you know, you hear of the, I can't think of the one the girl Genuine married to. Oh, exactly. So, like, I heard of that little group that she had with 2-3 other girls, but I had no idea Corrupt put a girl group together.
It would have been like a hip hop climax a little bit. Because I was doing rap, and I was like, you know, I was the singer, and, you know, all of them, they hard. So it was a nice idea. I mean,
we had one of the hottest girl groups on the West Coast, and Corrupt was really pushing, you know, he was really pushing us. He was hard on us. He was making us work real hard, and I want to shout out Gil Gotti and Virginia Slim and Corrupt Young Gotti. That's my fan bam.
Oh, yeah, always.
What's up, Corrupt, if you're listening. Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yeah, because
you know how it is.
Yeah, well, Tani, I know you connected, and she's so, because let me tell you, who all don't know, Tani is an awesome rapper. Like I said, not 5-10 minutes ago, there was an incident where my family, Tani, all the type, if you need her, Tani going to be right there. Well, my auntie lived in, who all live in California, know of Ujima. It's like, some people used to say it was something like a project, but they get upset when you say that. It was these dudes, about 4 dudes, like, she can't rap, she can't do this and that, and they just thought they was tight. They thought they was off the hook. They spin. Tani said, spin some. When I tell you, I call Tani little dynamite, because Tani, you about, what, 5 feet? I call her a little stick of dynamite.
I'm 4'11".
Okay, she 4'11". When I say she sat the ass down, and when I say spit, she was spitting hollow tip bullets. I was like, damn. Crack your face, pick it up, and go sit your ass, go down somewhere. Because she embarrassed him so bad to where she got a name around there. Everybody was like, where little mom at? Where little mom at? I'm like, I told y'all, you come with her, you got to come correct. She just looked little. Everybody just, you know, didn't think Tani can get out a rap like that. But she sat they ass down. She sat them down.
Yeah, she a little firecracker.
Yeah, and I keep telling her, I don't know why she stopped rapping.
Well, you know, I got married, and that kind of changed a lot of things because JoJo's busy a lot, and I need to be there with him and helping him on the business side of this, you know, keeping everything in perspective. And, Lord, we don't want to mention the kids. We got a lot of kids that I have to, you know.
Ooh, ooh.
I have a lot of kids, you know, that we have to be focused on, so I have to try to balance everything out. But, you know, every now and then I get in the studio and I play around a little bit, but I'm really going to, Ebony and I are really going to get together to give a radio drop for you guys.
Please do. Please do. Yeah. We definitely going to be definitely looking forward to that drop from you and Miss Ebony. Definitely looking forward to it. And you guys make sure, again, y'all be checking out for Casey and JoJo on TV1. Their new reality series come out, and y'all make sure y'all be getting Miss Ebony with Street Girl Drop. And y'all make sure y'all get it. We'll definitely be playing it for you guys, Chill and I. Street Girl and Ebony is over. The Other Dude, that's my jam. Tiny, did you at least get a chance to listen to The Other Dude, or had you already heard The Other Dude before by Ebony?
No, I haven't heard it yet.
Man,
I haven't heard it yet. I'm going to actually go down there, and I'm going to get with her today so I can hear, because I can't hear anything on the thing. And, you know, Ebony be secretive with her music. She don't give me everything all the time because I play it out. She be like, it wasn't even time for people to hear that, Tiny, but I play it out. I can't help it.
What?
Oh, man. I thought Tiny, I'm thinking, I know Tiny already heard The Other Dude already.
No,
but that's my joint right there. That's my joint. Yeah, absolutely. Because she did. She brought it. And I'm going to go into her other jam that Ebony have. And Tiny and Ebony, I don't want to be like Tiny. The radio drop. Ebony. The radio drop.
I got you.
Because we definitely. Yeah, I know you got me, little mama. I know you got me. And again, we do. We definitely appreciate you, Tiny, calling in. Support Miss Ebony. Give JoJo and Casey, our love, tell them that we'll definitely be looking out for them and listening on TV One with their new reality series coming out. And I'm so happy and I'm proud of the both of them. I really am. I'm very proud of them.
I'm very proud of them, too. And I know right now some people are like, okay, Casey and JoJo, what about Jodeci? And just to put some, you know, some stuff out there about all the rumors with Jodeci broke up, the group has never broke up. They are like brothers and always will be, but like any family, we everybody have their differences of opinions, but we all love one another. I'm speaking like we because I'm a part of that family, and they have new music. I'm not really sure when that'll come out or if it'll come out, but I'm sure that they will be touring sometimes in the near future.
Well, see, you know, Tiny, I think the reason why people say that, and I do because I love Jodeci. I was just listening to my jam by them. People going to be like, that was your jam by Cry For You was my,
girl,
everybody likes me. Cry For You was my, that was my joint by Casey and JoJo. I was playing that this morning, and see, some people felt, well, Casey and JoJo was Jodeci. Devontae, we know, wrote But Don't Sleep, because a lot of people don't know. JoJo wrote some joints off that Diary of a Mad Band, Don't Trip. JoJo
right,
Haley
right.
Name off. Yeah, a lot of people don't know, you know, Devontae got a lot of credit for the writing and things, but JoJo was putting in work, too, writing and things, too. People don't know that. So Don't
JoJo
Sleep.
Wrote
but you
on
got
that My Life Mary J. album.
Yeah, he
see, I didn't know that.
One of the best R&B albums, you know, from a female.
Let's see, I didn't know that.
JoJo did a lot of writing, too, and he wrote, you know, he wrote on the Casey and JoJo project, of course, All My Life, Children's
yeah.
Real. Those are his songs. He wrote for Mary early in his career. Devontae, though, does a lot of the, and a lot of the writing on Jodeci is a lot of Devontae and the production, you know, the music behind that. Devontae is awesome. He's the man behind the music. I don't think anybody can ever take that from him. He creates some sounds that are off the chain.
Yeah, I agree. Not taking nothing
yeah.
from Devontae.
And,
I agree.
And
but
then I don't want to leave my brother Dalvin out. I love Dalvin. Dalvin is the businessman in all of this. You know, Dalvin is the one who maintains and holds everything down. Dalvin is the one who go out and make moves.
Oh, okay. Because, see, he was always like the laid-back dancer one to me.
Yeah. Well, he does his part, too. He writes too, and he does some production, too, as well.
Oh, okay. Well, shout-out to Dalvin, Mr. Dalvin.
Yeah, and
you know, we yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely. But like I said, I just didn't want people to see, because, you know, you hear and me been doing radio off and on for 7 years, you hear a lot of people, you know, when you hear people talk about Jodeci, you hear a lot of people, well, Casey and JoJo was Jodeci. Well, if it wasn't for Devontae writing all, that's when I'm like, wait, hold up. He didn't do all the writing. Devontae didn't do all the writing. Don't sleep, because their biggest hit to me of Casey and JoJo was All My Life, written by JoJo.
Yeah.
That song is beautiful.
Yeah, that's the song that crossed him over to pop.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. And JoJo did it on that one, because when I first heard that, I think, I can't remember the magazine that said, I believe that he had wrote it for his daughter. I just thought,
yeah.
Wow, how beautiful. The lyrics and everything.
He tells the story about he was sitting at the keyboard one night, and his daughter Kayla, the one who sings also, came in, and he was telling her to go to bed, and she just looked at him and said, Daddy, I love you for all my life, and he took that song
Aww.
From there and created that song for her.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful.
I got chill bumps just thinking about that, like, wow, yeah, that was sweet.
It was. It really, really was. When I first heard that, well, I read it in the magazine, like I said, and I just thought, wow, how, and like you said, they really crossed over to pop with that song. But and when they said that he wrote it, I was like, wow. Because you never hear JoJo. You never, people don't give him accolades or anything of being a writer. You just don't. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Man, yeah, shout out to JoJo, too. KC, Jodeci Peer, we love y'all. We love y'all.
Yeah.
We love
you. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and check out because I want to give Ebony the rest of the time to do her thing. I love you, Pearl. I'll see you in a little bit, and congratulations on everything that's going on, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Connie, for calling in.
Thank you guys for having me. All right.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ms. Ebony, you are so loved. Like I said, the chat room love you right now, and I definitely want them to check out Ebony, who all miss. Y'all definitely be hearing the other dude, because like I said, y'all know I done said this about 20 times, but that's my joint. So I'm going to be wearing that out. Ebony, know I'm letting you know that now. I'm going to be wearing that out. But y'all check out Wake Me by Miss Ebony Burks. I like the girl. You be putting it down.
Thank you.
You okay? What producer worked with you on that one?
Now I did that song with some Swedish producers named Krizo and Maxim. They're from Sweden, and everything they do is hot. They did a couple songs for Ice Cube. They did a couple songs for some movies, so yeah, we had got together and, you know, came up with that.
I like that. I'm definitely feeling that, and I want to thank you again, Ms. Ebony, for coming on and sharing your music with us. I appreciate you so much. Like I said, I had no idea you work with Mr. Chili Chill over here. But Chill
right.
won't have
so
to give us that
to be
song.
A mixtape for me. You're supposed to be hosting my mixtape.
Yeah, I know. Well, we gotta we can connect up now. I've been running around doing so much stuff. So
y'all make sure y'all exchange numbers.
Yeah, we'll do
and
that.
Ebony, any shout outs you wanna give before we close out the show, Miss Ebony?
Well, I just want to shout out all of my friends, all of, you know, my family, everyone who listens to my music, who supports my music. You know, I just want everybody to be open-minded. I'm going to give you 100%. So, you know, just give that back to me. You know, everything I'm,
absolutely.
I put out, you know, I'm going to try to, you know, make perfection. I'm going to try to make it perfect. You know, I want everybody to be able to enjoy my music. So, you know,
can you guys please check out Ebony on MySpace? Please go to MySpace, and she 4/EbonyBurks. Because she off
yes.
the hook. And again,
Ebony
thank
Burks
you
1.
So
put a 1 after there. Ebony Burks 1.
Number and one. Make sure y'all please go to our MySpace and check her out. And again, Miss Tiny Haley, thank you, my sister, for calling in supporting Ebony. Again, shout out to Jodeci. Looking forward to you guys coming on along with Miss Tiny, supporting their new show coming on TV One. And again, Ebony, God bless. Much success to you, my sister. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward again to you and Miss Tiny and that radio drop. Me and Chill going to be looking for it. I'm holding it to you, Ebony.
I got that drop for you.
Good looking out. And you guys all have a blessed Sunday, and we're going to go out with Jodeci, Cry For You.
Hey, that's my song.
Ain't that the joint? Ain't that
that's
the joint?
My song.
Mine too, Ed.
It's been an hour since you've been gone, and that's too long to come back home. I can't live without you, so I'll cry for you. Do anything that I can to feel that touch from your hand. Sorry that I want you, lady, what do I do? You know you're everything I need. Oh yeah.
Do what you want me to.
I would do anything.
Get on my knees for you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.